So the RTÉ is launching our campaign today on registration compliance. So this is just to encourage landlords to check that their tenancies are registered, and where they're not registered, just giving them information about how to register a tenancy. It came about really because the CSO published some research last year, just kind of identifying areas where there are lower levels of registrations. So that's given us the information to now be able to focus in those areas and do campaigns like this.
And we saw in those figures that you cited in terms of Donegal, that was there a noticeable amount in Donegal compared to other regions?
So in Donegal, there's about 9% of tenancies were identified as potentially being unregistered. Now, just to put that into context, in Donegal as a total, by quarter three 2024, there were 4,929 registered tenancies. So, you know, we're not talking about huge amounts of unregistered tenancies, but there is a certain amount there that we believe are unregistered. So that could be, you know, people who are living in properties and maybe they don't realise that they have to register, that they come under the RTÉ. So we would just encourage people to go to our website and just check and see, you know, is it a tenancy that should be registered? And if it is, to register their tenancy.
And that registration is very important to get done, isn't it? For both sides, I guess, because, you know, landlords can be subjected to financial penalties should they be operating as such but not be signed up as a landlord. And whereas for tenants, it also provides them a level of protection as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's really important that all tenancies that should be registered are registered. So I suppose the main reason really for all of us is that it is the law that all tenancies should be registered. So that's a really important point, that they should be registered for that reason. But for landlords and tenants, there are benefits to being registered as well. For landlords, like, it's really important that we have their information, so we have access to provide them with information, you know, and changes to legislation and support, such as our dispute resolution process, which is free mediation service. And it also means as well that we have accurate data for to give to the government as well, to help support policy in the area. And for tenants as well, you know, it gives them the security of knowing their landlord is a compliant landlord. And we also have those tenancy details, so we can contact details about the tenants about their rights and responsibilities as well.